Welcome to a Prevent Connect audio conference recording. The following was recorded on May 22nd at a Call to Men's 2009 Annual National Conference in New York City, New York. To learn more about A Call to Men, visit their website at www.acalltomen.org.
We, as I said, have had the good fortune to have many supporters from many different walks of life. And I'd like to now ask Quincy Lucas, who is a national activist in the violence against women arena, to come and also give us a few words. And to once again say that you never know where your support's going to come from. So we feel truly blessed that folks like Quincy join in this effort with us. So Quincy, thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me. Hands down, it is truly an honor to have been invited to this conference, which, wow, has been phenomenal in just the brief time that we've been here. My name is Quincy Lucas, as you have already heard. You know, 7 years ago, I never would have expected that I would be addressing you or just attending a conference like this. It was actually 6 years ago that domestic violence hit home for me. And my family and I are native of Baltimore, Maryland. And my sister, unfortunately, 6 years ago, who was a psychiatrist in Baltimore, was murdered by her ex-boyfriend. And the thing that makes it interesting is that we, and I'm sure many of you in the audience have heard this, we were a family that did not think that domestic violence could ever, ever, ever affect our household. So we really never became educated and informed and aware of it. And so after my sister Whitney was murdered at the hands of her ex-boyfriend, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out what was going on that I could be so naive to what was happening in her life. She had never been a victim of any type of abuse before, and she never had a reason to feel afraid. But unfortunately, she was in a relationship with someone, and when the relationship ended, because he could not have her, he killed her. And so what has happened since then? You know, after you go through the process of dealing with something so devastating, after you pick yourself up off of the ground and you start to learn about domestic violence and you start to try to figure out how you can prevent this from happening again, I became informed and educated and aware and learned and just kind of stumbled upon the fact that one of the problems was that there are victims throughout the country who were not interested in speaking about their domestic violence situation. And so after my sister Whitney, who was my only sibling, was murdered, I committed my life to being her voice. So about 3 years later, I realized the information that I was coming across, if I knew this, what would happen if other people knew this information? So I became someone who was committed to just spreading awareness and news and information that if you never know how domestic violence will affect you, and certainly we all need to take off our blinders to become more aware. And just by me taking one step, committed to being a voice for my sister and for other victims, you just never know how God will bless you. And because of my commitment to being a voice and talking wherever I was invited about domestic violence and how it had affected my household and my home and how it was not whatever many think is the typical situation, someone happened to hear that I was someone who was speaking out. And the person who heard about that was the Delaware Attorney General, Beau Biden. And so I was invited to speak at our state's Domestic Violence Awareness Victims Program. And from that, continuing my commitment to being a voice, I was encouraged by Beau Biden to take it another step further, to start a nonprofit organization, and I did, that also focused on domestic violence awareness. So shortly after I started Whitney's Lights, because the person who murdered my sister said that that was it, that's the end of her. You'll never hear her voice again. So he thought that he had extinguished her light. So we started Whitney's Lights as a voice for victims. And along the way, Beau Biden happened to introduce me to his father, then Senator Joe Biden. And what would happen next, as I've shared in the past before, would really be nothing but the fact, a grace of God, that somehow I could be used as a voice for victims to get that message of domestic violence awareness out. Shortly after that, I was invited to travel to Denver to place into nomination Joe Biden as our presumptive vice presidential candidate. Thank you. It was really important to me at that time not to take for granted that opportunity, but to realize that it wasn't just that it was something great and wonderful about me, but I had the opportunity for the first time from what we understand ever to be a domestic violence advocate, domestic violence awareness advocate, taking on a national arena to not only nominate the vice president, but then shortly after, I was asked to travel with him to speak about domestic violence awareness and its effects, and domestic violence effects on our economy. So, the conference that you're attending today has huge effects on our country. Domestic violence is in the forefront with our president and with our vice president. They hear everything that's going on. So while for whatever reason I had to go through this pain of losing my sister, I have committed to taking that pain and turning it into power. And so when the vice president and the president asked my family and I to travel on board the Whistle Stop train tour with them to the inauguration, many say, wow, what an opportunity to talk and spend time with the Obamas. My opportunity was used wisely. I spent my time with the president talking about our plan for domestic violence awareness. And 2 weeks ago, when I was invited to speak with U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder as a National Crime Victims Rights Week speaker, my plan was clear. It was not about me. It was about how are we going to put into place measures so that we do not have to have so many who are victims. So while I'm not quite sure why this opportunity has been given to me, I'm clear on the fact that today, the next day, and every day after that, I am committed to being a voice for my sister and a voice for all victims through Whitney's Lights, through being invited to events like this. And when I made it clear to President Obama that we needed to take the politics out of domestic violence awareness, and we needed to put everyday Americans who had unfortunately a connection with domestic violence, his response was, wow, you've got a lot on your mind. Because I'm that committed. Thank you to all of you who are in this room. Thank you for your commitment. You never know when that opportunity will come to you. Continue doing what you are doing, because our president, our vice president, are hearing everything that you do. And more importantly, they're victims who need for you to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Prevent Connect Audio. Prevent Connect Audio is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect Audio are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. You can contact us at info@preventconnect.org, or you can learn much more on our website at www.preventconnect.org.